A lot can happen in the next 3 years. Like a chatbot may be your new best friend. But what won't change? Needing health insurance. UnitedHealthcare Tri-Term Medical Plans are available for these changing times. Underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, they offer budget-friendly, flexible coverage for people who are in between jobs or missed open enrollment. The plans last nearly 3 years in some states, with access to a nationwide network of doctors and hospitals. So for whatever tomorrow brings, UnitedHealthcare Tri-Term Medical Plans may be for you. Learn more at uh1.com.
The Opinion Line on Cork's 96 FM.
But you know the way conflict can rear its ugly head over the festive season? You'd hope that it wouldn't, but conflict does. It does rear its ugly head, not just at Christmas. It's something that goes on all year round. And there are people out there now who specialise in the resolution of family conflict. So you don't have to fall out with your mom or your dad or your brother or your sister or your auntie or your uncle. You don't have to fall out and everyone falls out. The whole family doesn't have to fall apart over one difference. Sharon Morrissey deals with just that kind of conflict and she joins me. Sharon, good morning.
Good morning, PJ. How are you?
Good. And I mentioned the Christmas-New Year period because it's the time when an awful lot of stuff rears its head and it can scar people into the new year. But let's look in general at what family conflict is and how it happens. You would think that your family are the closest-knit unit you'll ever have and you'd all be on the same page at the same time. Sadly, that's not the case.
No, it's not. And I suppose there is this kind of preconception, isn't there, that exactly that family are going to be the closest people you have. But we have to remember that family units are made up of individuals in that unit. So within each of those units, you have people who have their own beliefs and their own views and their own ideals and all of these things. And conflict happens when those beliefs and views and ideals are different to those, you know, somebody else in the family, and that's what causes a conflict. So it really is when our beliefs and values and views do not align with somebody else in the family. But what really happens then is, so if I have a particular belief and you have a different belief and we clash about that, yeah. What we try to do then as individuals is we try to bring others on side. Yeah. Okay, so the conflict becomes escalated because I'm trying to get somebody else to agree with me and the other person is trying to get somebody else to agree with them. And then what happens is you have, you know, kind of factions within the family arguing out a point. The other thing to remember is that if they're intimate relationships, really. So like if we've grown up with our families, which we have, or if it's an intimate relationship, husband and wife or partners, whatever, that, you know, they know the buttons to press because they know us intimately.
You know? I was wondering how long it would take you to get to that one.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, they know the buttons to press, like the same way as we do. You know, we know what to say to somebody that's going to cause conflict as well. Yeah. So, yeah. And that, you know, and I suppose the big thing is, it's about taking responsibility for those things, you know, and owning our own parts in it, as opposed to trying to escalate the conflict by bringing other people into it. Yeah. That's really, really important, I think.
People in your family, you know what you can say or how you can say it to gain advantage.
And you know how far to push.
And you have to resist or not, as the case may be.
Yeah, and you see, the thing then with those types of settings and environments is, like, Christmas is a highly emotive time anyway because you've got all of these lovely adverts. I blame the adverts on tellies, but do you know, with all of these happy families all living together and everything is fabulous and there's snow outside and warm fires and all of that sort of stuff, right? And then we're expecting that it's going to be like that. And then we get into our own situations where it may not be like that at all. And on any given day, we might not really like the person that's in our family. And then we have maybe a couple of drinks or whatever. And the whole thing just comes out together because it's like a pressure pot.
Yeah. What kind of things emerge?
Oh, goodness. It could be anything. Listen, it could be like a conflict can start over anything. And I suppose I was thinking about that. So some of the things, like obviously we've got the pandemic, which is going to cause huge issues around, or, you know, which is causing, you know, people are suffering from mental health issues, addictions, you know, there's money problems, all of those things that you've kind of been speaking about earlier this morning. So all of these things come up. And when we're in these intimate relationships, so I'll just talk about husband and wife for a second, you know, and you're in love with somebody and, you know, you think everything is fantastic, and then kind of the rose-colored glasses come off a little bit, and you know, there's they're saying something or doing something or taking out the rubbish in a way that you don't think is right, or, you know, giving the children something to eat before bed or whatever. And all of these things will cause, like, it could be anything.
Yeah.
Do you know, it could be
These are tiny things, but yeah, they can be triggers. Yeah. For example, you laugh now, and I'm sure, Sharon, a lot of people will snigger when they hear this. We constantly have a thing in our kitchen where I see my wife loading the dishwasher.
Yeah.
And I say, don't put those mugs there, they go over there.
Yeah.
Now, it's a laugh between us. She's all shag off.
Now it's a laugh between you, but I'm sure at some point it was like, if he doesn't put those mugs in himself, I'm going to smash them on the floor, you know?
Exactly. Oh,
yeah.
They'll still get clean, but I've got this pattern for when I'm... load it yourself so, you know?
Exactly.
Now, those are little things and we laugh about them, do you know what I mean?
Yeah.
But they can become a problem.
Huge. And I suppose, like, if we just even use your example there, like, if you don't, so you're saying you laugh about it, right? Because obviously there's been a point in the relationship where you went, seriously, if you don't stop, you're going to be loading that dishwasher yourself, right? So you've had to step back. Whereas if you don't have that conversation, right, so if you don't feel comfortable enough, or your communication skills or your relationship isn't good enough to be able to say, listen, I really don't like, using whatever language you want, really don't like the way you put the mugs there in the dishwasher, right? It really annoys me. Or my thing is kind of the knives, that the knives go upside down so that when I'm not taking something out,
oh, you're worse than me by 100.
Yeah. You know, that I don't get stabbed with them. That, like, put the knives upside down, you know, so I don't. But, like, if the conversation, if I can't say that, if you can't say that, what happens? So now it's the dishwasher. So now he doesn't take out the bins, or she doesn't take out the bins. Or, you know, I don't like the way the washing is left, you know, miraculously to get from the wash basket to the...
Oh, yeah.
Do you know, all of those things. And then it's not just one thing. Then it's everything he does drives me mad.
Yeah. And it is.
And
if you can't find a way to laugh off those small things, they become big things.
Yeah, and it's not even laugh it off, because for some people, like, they're just not going to be able to laugh it off.
Yeah.
But some people just need to be able to say, listen to me, that drives me mad. Can we look at doing it some other way?
Yeah.
Because this really, really drives me crazy. And if we don't have the ability to say that to each other, we have, like, conflict happens because there's an issue with communication. We cannot, or feel we cannot, say it to the other person in a way that's, you know, open and productive.
Yeah.
That I am having a problem with something.
Yeah.
Something, you know, there's something jarring in me, and that is happening when I see you doing. And I'm not saying that this is your fault, but there is something happening in me and I need to be able to say this to you.
How much family conflict is about money?
Oh, a lot. Yeah, a lot. I suppose, well, you see, what happens is, I think, small things start. So that's a difficult question. If people don't have money, right, there's going to be conflict. Because, you know, as exactly as you were talking about earlier, what gets paid when, right? So there's that. Or if somebody is using money in a way that maybe isn't conducive to kind of a safe home environment. So if somebody's spending, I was reading something during the week about a nurse saying that a person that she was in a relationship with was spending a huge amount of money on alcohol. And now that the price of alcohol has gone up, she's now unable to kind of provide the adequate things for her family. Do you know what I mean? Because X amount of money is going out on, you know, on alcohol. So it depends what the money is being spent on, number one. So, you know, that's obviously going to be an issue. But the other thing is, if people, again, it's back to the communication. If you can't say, listen, we're 50 quid in the kitty, we need to get 2 bags of coal and we need to get milk for the week. If that's going to be spent on diesel because you just feel the need to be, you know, taking a spin around every evening, we can't afford to get the coal and the milk for the week. So we need to be able to discuss, how much do I need to keep the house running? How much do you need to be able to go out for your spin around, which may be good for your mental health? But the issue is having the discussion around it. If people are just taking that money and you go to the kitty to get out the money for the coal because it's really cold and it's not there, then you have a conflict. And that, okay, I'm using 50 quid, but that could be 5,000, it could be 10,000, whatever it is.
Yeah.
It's around the no discussion about it. So that's back to communication.
Yeah.
And I suppose what I do is I support, like, mediation, which is what I do, is it talks, you know, it helps people come to the end of a relationship, you know, when they feel that they can't kind of continue in them anymore. Mm. And, you know, we help people come to the end of relationships. But, like, what I'm doing increasingly, and which I much prefer, to be honest, is that helping people to talk about these issues so that they can continue in a relationship that is a positive relationship. But, like, you know, none of us come with a manual on communication.
Yeah.
And, you know, just because, and I would always say this to my parties, like, just because I can support you to do it doesn't mean I'm doing it perfectly at home. Absolutely not.
Yeah.
Do you know?
Yes.
It's about just having the confidence and knowing how the other person will hear what I'm trying to say.
Yeah. Communication,
yeah,
like
yeah.
you said, is everything.
It's everything,
When two people know each other as well as that, you know someone really well, so mm-hmm. you think you're going to anticipate their thoughts, mm-hmm. and actually mm-hmm. you're wrong more often than you're
Absolutely.
Right. And you need to learn to shut up and listen.
Yeah.
That's a hard skill.
It's very, but what I try to do a lot of the times is think, right, we were given 2 ears and 1 mouth, right? So the 2 ears are for listening. So we spend double the time listening than we do speaking.
Yeah.
You know, and that for me is a very visual thing. Do you know that? And that's the way I kind of learn it, through seeing things. So, and I know, like, here, there's a lot of things, and people will say things like, you know, if somebody gets the last word in, that means that they think they're right.
Oh,
I don't care about that. Like, that's of no consequence to me. If I feel that I have supported somebody to say what they need to say, you know, the bits that come back don't really matter or don't really bother me too much. It's just about, have I been clear in what I've asked and what I've requested? You know, and can that then be transformed into behaviour in the other person? Now, just because we say it doesn't mean the other person's going to hear it.
Yeah.
And a lot of time that's where the conflict happens as well.
Yeah.
Because they're hearing things from, you know, their terms of reference. And this is, you know, this is what happens in families. Each member in each family will have had their own experience growing up in the family. And just because we think we're from a family unit, we should have all experienced the same things. That's our number one. That's incorrect.
Yeah.
You know? So if I might be triggered by a particular thing, somebody, and assume, make that incorrect assumption that we're all going to be triggered by that particular thing, but I have no idea what the other people are going to be triggered. Now, I might have some idea, and that's why I know the buttons, but I don't know the reaction to the trigger.
Yeah. Where can people go, or where can they start to look if they have a conflict that they'd like help with?
Well, obviously, I'm going to say myself. So my email or my website is sarahmorrissey@conflictresolution.ie. So, you know, and as I said, so like we've spoken before, you know, I give support with workplace scenarios, family scenarios. But, you know, primarily what I really, really love doing is helping people to do the positive communication piece, be that in work or be that in families. So we do a huge amount of kind of family support work. And, you know, where it is exactly that, like small children cause huge conflict, like when you just have babies, that's a real trigger time where I would see parties coming in, you know, the baby might only be like up to a year and they're saying, okay, we're not compatible in this relationship anymore because we haven't spoke about parenting styles or skills. You know, and we try, you know, we kind of unpick that a little bit. And the other part then where there's, you know, children involved is like when they're teenagers, because teenagers are fantastic at knowing, okay, if I ask dad for this or if I ask mom for this or if I ask mom or mom, you know, whatever, that they'll know where to get their needs met faster.
That's the greatest manipulators ever set foot in shoe leather.
You know, and come here, we've all had experience of doing that. And you know, because we did it, you know, I did it too for certain. And, you know, so, I mean, it's about that, about kind of, but these are things that we don't talk about. You know, I was thinking about, I don't know the answer to this question, but before, you know, there was like the pre-marriage courses and stuff, it would be really good to have some sort of like a communication course before people get married. Because when you're all in love, you think like everything is going to work out fantastically through the rest of your life. But to be able to sit down and say, okay, so, you know, how do you think we'd manage if we had a really colicky baby? and you're working outside of the home, and I'm at home on maternity leave, and you know I'm exhausted when I, you know, you come in the evening. How do you think we're going to manage those things? How do you think we're going to budget our money? And you know, who's going to pay for what? And what's that going to look like if I lose my job, for example, in the pandemic? And we have, and all of these really logical questions, just to support people to have these honest and open conversations where they can go into whatever type of relationship that they're in then and say, okay, what, do you remember when we spoke about this at?
Yeah.
You know? And again, all of it, I believe, is back to communication and the ability to be able to know what you need. And that's huge.
Yeah.
And then therefore know what you, what needs you need to have met.
Okay, Sharon, you know, listen,
yeah.
Pleasure speaking to you.
And you, PJ, thank you very much and Happy New Year.
And to you, Sharon Morrissey, Conflict Resolution Specialist. If you just Google that, Sharon Morrissey, Conflict Resolution, or Disha's website, Sharon Morrissey, Conflict Revolution, you can find out more.
Cork's 96 FM.